here now with Ian Aspin. He is simultaneously filming me on his ZI-8, I believe.
Yeah, I'm just testing it out. These are fantastic, aren't they? I've never shot anything myself before.
Have you not?
Well, no, but I am now. I'm having a go at this, see what it's like. It might be terrible, but at least it's getting
it's
it
It's good
online.
Quality ZI-8, though. Yeah. It's, I think they do 1080p at
You're putting people
60
to sleep
frames
now.
Per second. Okay, I'm going to stop talking about tech. Ian, hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm all right.
Right, I'm going to stop this now. It's obviously putting you off.
Just a little bit.
Right, go on.
Okay, so you are speaking at the conference.
Yes, and so are you.
In June or July, I should really know when it is.
July, early July,
isn't it? Yes, I should really know that. It's in my diary. I don't have to remember it if it's in my diary.
Yeah.
And so what kind of angle are you taking with your speech?
I guess the thing that's been on my mind a lot recently is we've got all this digital connectedness and we've got all these fantastic tools for telling stories, but what the heck are we going to say to each other? You know, what is the future going to look like in terms of human beings being able to connect with each other, being able to talk to each other, being able to do business with each other and trade with each other all over the globe? What does that mean? You know, what are the meaning-related issues? I mean, how can we build a better world with all this technology? How can we challenge ourselves to be not just people who are out there to make our lives increasingly more comfortable, which is what we do in some societies, in some contexts, but how can we find real happiness by connecting with each other in really meaningful ways? And digital technology helps us to do that. So I'll be thinking about those kinds of things, and I'll come up with something in time for the conference.
And your background is journalism,
yeah.
Isn't it? What's your Twitter advertiser? Ian Aspin.
Ian Aspin, yeah.
So that's Ian and then A-S-P-I-N.
Ian, yeah.
And you're incredibly followed on Twitter,
Think better,
aren't you?
Feel better, take an Aspin.
Very good. And reallygoodthinking.com is your website.
Yeah.
So what kind of stuff does reallygoodthinking.com do?
Well, almost everything that happens is preceded by thinking.
Okay.
If it's something rubbish, it's preceded by bad thinking. If it's something good, it's generally preceded by good thinking, unless there's a bit of luck involved and somebody stumbles across something good. So good thinking, really good thinking, is all about trying to unpack things and say, what's the thinking that led us to this really good outcome? Or how can we think better? How can we think differently to achieve what we really want to do? How can we cut out all the crap that holds us down and start focusing on what it is that really matters? So I'm all about big things. I'm all about the really scary big questions about meaning, about purpose, about who we are, why we're here. Now, I can't give you answers to any of those, but I can help you ask better questions, and I think that's what journalism is.
Okay.
We try to ask good questions. If we don't ask good questions, we get rubbish answers and we end up with rubbish journalism.
So you're all about reworking the infrastructure of thinking.
Rethinking what matters, defining what it is that really matters and then asking better questions to help us get there.
Okay, brilliant. I think I'll leave it at that because that kind of encapsulates entirely everything. So it's really good. Thank you ever so much for talking to me, Ian. And again, it's reallygoodthinking.com.
Yeah.
And it's Ian Aspin on Twitter.
Yeah, thanks.
Brilliant. Thank